Hello, I'm writer-director Christopher R. Mim. You may know me as that guy who did that thing that you saw that you love so much that you listen to this that you're listening to right now. You also know that since this is our third season of this podcast, that I am also a bad poet. But today, in honor of our very special, young, attractive guest, I'm going to read a passage from his favorite book, when he was three. It goes something like this, and I'm going to mess it up, but that's the fun, right? That's why he liked it so much. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle Beetles? Well, when Tweedle Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle Beetle puddle paddle battle. And when beetles battle beetles in a puddle paddle battle, and the beetle battle puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle Beetle bottle puddle paddle battle muddle. And when beetles fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottle's on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles, they call this a muddle puddle Tweedle poodle beetle noodle bottle paddle battle. That was Dr. Seuss' Fox and Socks, a book that I've read about 400,000 times.
You're about to enter into a world where all those classic movie monsters are still alive. A time when scary movies were fun for the whole family. And a place where the only colors you'll find are black, white, and shades of gray. Welcome to the Mimiverse.
Oh, she's the cat's meow.
What if she stole my pants?
Hello and welcome to the
Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast
of Metal.
Only $5. Sorry,
but you'll only need the edge.
Wow!
Welcome to the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast,
Monster Truck version.
You'll only need the edge of your seat.
There you go. This is season 3, episode 2.
Attack of the Clones.
There you go. My name is Mark Hader. I'm one of the co-hosts.
Yeah, I agree.
With us, as always, is my lovely wife, Ruby. Say hi.
Hello.
And that other guy, the titan of twerking himself.
Whoa.
That would be Christopher R. Mim, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Well, say it like Ruby.
Nice. Babe, would you do us the honor of introducing our fire tender first?
The lovely and talented Miss Stephanie Mim.
Hello.
And now, babe, if you would have the dubious honor of announcing our guest.
Dubious?
Dubious.
Did you already introduce yourself?
I did.
Okay. Our guest tonight at this podcast is the lovely and talented Mr. Elliot Mim.
Hello.
There he is.
You did too, all right.
Nice.
That's it, Attack of the Clones. He's the clone of Steph and I, so.
Danny Johnson himself. You know, we're sitting there racking our brains thinking, you know, we got to get all these people that have been in multiple movies in the podcast. Not once did Elliot's name come up until, like, 2 months ago. It's like, oh, crap, what about L?
We got to have L. He's been in at least, what?
He's been three.
Four of them.
Four, yeah, four.
Destination. Terror. At the end of Attack, It Came from Another World, and Giant Spider.
I forget about Destination.
And your picture is in Attack of the Moon Zombies.
Yeah.
As, again, Danny Johnson.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah, so...
We're talking
you got, like, some other...
Five.
We got royalty.
Technically five. So you actually beat a lot of other actors.
Royalty.
Dang it!
I think you beat Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're tied with Mark.
That is true. Oh, well.
Did his character have a name in Destination? Or just little boy?
Thief boy.
Thief boy.
Thief boy. So, babe.
Yeah.
I've got a fever.
For the favor of a Pringle?
No. I got a fever, and the only cure is your favorite saying that you ask Chris every month.
What's going on in the Mimiverse?
Nothing. I'm shutting it down.
Oh, no. Is it 2014 already?
Actually, it's pretty close, isn't it?
Dang
what do we do
it.
When we actually reach 2014?
You said that when we hit 2013.
Yeah,
and we're still resurrecting this joke.
you started it.
2015, and then...
There you go.
I say when we reach 2014, we'll be like, I'm shutting down, and then we do 5 minutes of dead silence.
All right. You got it.
I don't think people will actually
listen
to 5 minutes.
People are
going to
listen and be like, oh, my God, they actually shut it down. There is a lot going on in the Mimiverse.
Thank goodness.
And we must remember, though, I will keep it to only four or five one more things.
All right.
Because it's a school night.
Let's all count, shall we?
And Elliot is a minor.
Yes.
So we got to make sure he gets some sleep, even though he's a night owl, like his old man. So he would stay up all night if given the chance.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree.
No, sir. Okay, so... I guess we get to mention, first off, this should be coming out around the mid-September point. A lot of fun screenings and exciting events coming up people should know about. First, I guess the big thing is, the first thing coming out would be September 28th, Edgerton Book and Film Festival in Edgerton, Wisconsin, which is a book and film festival.
No way!
and actually, the main, here's the awesome thing. The main guest is Patch Adams.
Shut the front door.
The Patch Adams. The second guest on the list is me.
Because M comes after A?
No, I'm above. It's like Patch Adams, me, and a bunch of other authors.
Oh, so you're kind of a big deal.
I guess.
Awesome.
I'm.
I'll yeah. give you $5 if you walk in the door and say, I don't know if you know me or not, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Or be like, hey, dude, I've seen that movie with Robin Williams. I hated it. I hate you, Patch Adams.
That's a good movie.
And then trip him.
Where's your nose? No. So that's in Edgerton, Wisconsin. I will be speaking at that, talking about making movies and disappointment and discouragement and reading some interesting letters. and then we'll be showing the Giant Spider. That's free. So if you're around the Madison, Wisconsin area, come by. Buy some movies, hang out, you know, whatever.
And that, again, is when?
That is Saturday, September 28th. Starts, I think, at like 8:30 in the morning and goes to about 5. I know I have to speak at like 8:45 a.m.
Dude.
It's going to be ugly.
Nerdtacular.
So there's that. That weekend also is Crypticon here in Minneapolis.
Yep.
They will be screening The Giant Spider there.
Yes, and
nice.
Mitch Gonzalez and I and Dr.
Mark and Mitch and
Dr. Ivan Kryptosis will be there.
Should be there to present it. So come down and see it. Should be Saturday night, I think they're saying. Then coming up, it's pretty insane from that point forward.
Very true.
Let's see. That following weekend, which is the first weekend in October, the Mimiverse will be represented at the Cinema Wasteland show in Pennsylvania or Ohio.
I think it's Ohio, good
it's
sir.
It's Ohio. Ryan Fox, Tori Fox will be there selling DVDs at the Cinema Wasteland show. October 12th, we are showing The Giant Spider in Eau Claire at the Grand Little Theater.
That'd be Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And that's always a good time. If anyone's out there and you're around, come see it because there's something just awesome about that theater and the people who go to that.
Yep.
I think the day after that, we start shooting the wall people.
That is correct, based on your schedule that you sent.
Or at least start shooting. We'll be shooting the other half of the double feature, let's say that. The following weekend, the Jack-O-Lantern Jaunt in Muckwonago, Wisconsin, home of the real Phantom Lake. There's a good chance that the Mimiverse will be represented at ValleyCon again. It's not set in stone yet. The following weekend, we're really busy.
Every weekend in October, folks.
Every weekend in October. The weekend after that, we will be in Luverne, Minnesota for a big Halloween premiere event on their main street. So come down to Luverne. And actually, it's for a good cause. It's to help there. The Luverne is not a gigantic town.
No.
It's near the South Dakota border.
Way in the southwest corner,
right,
folks.
And they have one of those theaters that has been around for years and years and years, and the town runs it now to give locals something to do. But, of course, they have to make the digital switch, so part of the point of us going down there is hopefully to help them raise funds to get a digital projector, because starting next year, all theaters must be digital to get anything from Hollywood.
And we have talked about that.
Right. And so a lot of theaters and drive-ins and stuff are going to have to shut down as a result, so which is sad, but it's... So please come down. The weekend after that.
That'd be the first weekend in November if you're keeping track at home.
I think we're free. I think we're actually open.
Shh, don't say those
words
out loud,
please.
Yes. Shoot. So if you have an event, we're open the weekend of the first and the second.
No, that'll change.
The weekend after that.
Second weekend in November, folks.
November 9th. It's not entirely worked out, but it's pretty dang close. We'll be screening The Giant Spider down in Chicago.
I'm looking at you, Kristen Joyce.
My kind of town.
I don't know. It's Chicago for a, it's also like a, for a kind of a fundraiser kind of thing to help a nonprofit get off the ground. It's for kids. It's a good cause.
Definitely check the website back for that.
The weekend after that.
Third weekend in November, folks.
Jesus. 14th, 15th, 16th, something like that. The Mimiverse will be going to Icon.
No.
In Cedar Rapids,
Iowa. I never told you, dear. We got into Icon.
Icon. Hey, we're not right. A guest, but we're a vendor.
We're a vendor there. Yes.
We don't know what's going to happen. It may just end up just being kind of a boring con, or it may be like fights and, you know, someone gets spit on. I don't know.
Oh, because I've already committed to going. There's going to be some trouble.
We're gonna.
I am the troublemaker.
Mark's gonna make sure we get kicked out.
Hell yes.
And it makes the news, and we become a thing. We're never allowed to go back to Iowa.
Whatever.
So that's a lot of what's going on in the Mimiverse. On a side note, that doesn't involve, you know, calendar stuff where people can come out. We are halfway done now shooting X, the Fiend from Beyond Space.
Woo!
Yes,
which means
we are
a quarter of the way done shooting the late night double feature.
That is true.
So we are working on that. It's coming together nicely. Stephanie is giving the performance of a lifetime. Ruby is really stretching her acting muscles. Mark is trying really hard not to sound like Castle, but sounds exactly like Castle.
And the can of
Scott. Because
no,
we realize
he
that
doesn't.
Castle is...
Oh, it's the growl.
It's the...
You can't get rid of it.
It's the smoker's growl.
It is.
We finally saw the monster costume.
Mitch.
Now, because we know Mr. Gonzalez will be listening.
And he's been waiting for this for the last 15 minutes.
Actually,
16.
I think we need to publicly chastise him just a little. Originally, we started talking about a space monster movie before The Giant Spider, because we talked about doing the double feature. The space monster design that we had for Reform School Girls is the same one we used for X, the Fiend from Beyond Space.
Please keep
correct.
In mind that it was too cool, so Chris had to change the script. So he saw
part of
the
reason
monster.
I wanted to expand and change the script too is because the monster costume is fantastic, and I wanted to highlight it a little more than the Reform School Girls did. But so originally, it must be said that the due date for having the monster mask and stuff done was July 3rd?
Something like that.
Yes.
Beginning
of July. We finally got the monster costume.
Thursday.
this last Thursday, September...
something or other.
Second or something, whatever it was. So, Ruby made a comment that was I thought was really funny, which is when I basically announced that we were going to do something other than Reform School Girls, and I said, well, we're going to have to then push everything back a month because we'll have to get everything together. Ruby said, why did you tell Mitch that? Because now
Mitch.
He thinks, oh, I have another month to get it all done. So I think from this point forward, Mr. Gonzalez, eldest brother of the crazy Mimiverse brothers.
Under the bus.
From this point forward, you will now have a deadline. No matter what I tell you, just go with whatever deadline I tell you, even if we don't actually need it for a month. If I tell you, okay, we're going to need it on July 1st, there's a chance it may need it actually August 1st.
Yeah, but now you just admitted that.
You will never know.
Yes.
Because I will mix it up. You can ask Elliot. You got to believe what I say, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mess around. Sometimes I do, but you just don't know when. It's my thing. So, Mitch, next time, better get moving.
Come on.
Well, and I'll just back this up. Chris has historically told people, not ever Mark and me,
that
time he wanted us to a certain place was at a different time than the actual start time.
Yeah, you guys are never late.
Yeah. We're never on early.
Nice cover, dear. I love it.
But when, we're past that. We mostly get the real facts now.
So Mitch was kind of at the... yeah, he had to push it to the end there. And even then... And I know he's sad about this, actually.
He feels terrible.
And he feels
does.
Awful.
Like he was going to throw up. Poor kid.
Is that he didn't quite get... The final product is not exactly what he had envisioned. And so we ended up changing it a little. But I actually think that what we came up with is way... Not cooler, but just as cool. Let's say that. I mean, it's actually quite
It's definitely
awesome.
Really good looking.
Yes.
And
it
it's
still
different.
Looks fantastic.
It's
yeah,
different.
Very different from the Mimiverse so far.
And yet still fits.
Yeah.
It still has the big dumb googly eyes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it still looks awesomer than the last one.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
better. And
I mean, it fits nicely. And
one.
Actually, one of the best things I get is that when Mitch and I started talking about the idea for the design, I threw out a couple of classic films that I really like, specifically saying I would love to sort of invoke the monster in this film. And everyone who has seen it that knows that movie says, oh, that's like, that reminds me of that. And so Mitch,
nailed
for as much
it.
As we're throwing him out under the bus for it, he nailed that 110%.
See, so there's love there, folks.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
not just picking on him.
If we didn't like you, Mitch, you know we wouldn't be bringing it up.
Exactly. And he can take it. He's a big boy. Mm-hmm. Three more pieces of business we should get to real fast. The one thing I'm excited about that Chris didn't mention, long-term calendar, folks. Long-term.
Ooh, oh, yes.
Long-term.
Mark's one more thing.
This is my first one. 2014, mark your calendars. Go buy your calendars, and we're going to come back to calendars in a second. May 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
My birthday weekend.
Dallas, Texas. Texas Frightmare Weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finally venturing south central United States. We're hoping to have a stellar weekend. Texas Frightmare is one of the biggest horror conventions in the United States. Deals just specifically more with general horror, like your slasher types. But there's a whole range of horror topics that are touched on
so
at this convention.
So we're going to go
over
big?
No.
Yeah, really.
Most horror conventions do deal with the general horror thing, but we do okay with them. You know what I mean?
Well, it's all like
and
flashback.
It's a new market.
We did Flashback Weekend, and
that's true.
And actually, I had met a bunch of people who were like, "Ooh, you should do Texas Frightmare." That's where I heard about it.
All right.
And I was like, "All right, if it's similar to, you know, Flashback was one of those things that maybe we didn't do." Stellar in sales, but there were a lot of great connections made in a town that is a nice step up from here. That it'd be probably kind of nice to branch out a little more into that area.
True.
Just because it is such a big ass city. You know, I made a contact out there for setting up that screening with in Chicago.
See,
plus I met a guy from Ain't It Cool News who reviewed Giant Spider on AICN, and that day, I mean, we got slammed with orders that day on Amazon. It was kind of weird.
Thank you, sir.
It was like, I at first I was like, what the hell? Why all of a sudden am I getting all these orders for Giant Spider at Amazon? And then I got a Google alert saying it was on there, and I looked, and it's a really good review. And I was like, that was probably it, because it coincided almost exactly with that. So, and I met another podcast down there called Forced Viewing Podcast. If you look up Forced Viewing Podcast, they do horror stuff. They've reviewed my movies. They've liked the ones they've reviewed. And I think at some point, you know, we should talk about talking to them or something.
Yes.
Or maybe if you guys come down for that screening, I could tell them we'll be there and we could do a little, you know, back and forth.
We can do that. I mentioned calendars very briefly. If you follow the Facebook page of the Films of Christopher R. Mim, you've probably seen a few months back some pictures of the monsters with some pinup girls. Local pinup photographer Christy Williams. Thank you. I never remember her last name because she's just Christy to me. We just recently, in fact, just yesterday, did another photo shoot. This one's more of a Halloween themed.
There was a hearse there.
There was a hearse there. I was out in a.
There was a fake Elvira there.
It was awesome. That was Queenie Von Curves was Elvira.
I love you, Queenie. Search for the Grinky Girl.
For all you Mimiverse fanatics out there, you Mimivites, you completists.
Completists.
It should be said that the Grinky Girls put out a calendar, and they are putting the final touches on their 2014 calendar. I am proud to announce that I am now an official calendar girl. Thank you. Thank you.
What month, baby?
I was dressed as the moon zombie, my Russian moon zombie, Dr. Haderoff. For May 2014...
Speaking of calendars, actually, the shoot we did yesterday... I don't know, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I posted a couple of pictures, one of which was the engagement photo of the bat and the moon zombie, which has gotten a lot of likes.
Yeah.
And I jokingly said, you know, on there that thank marriage equality has come to Minnesota. And I was of course, immediately after I posted that, I was like, oh, I'm going to offend somebody.
You're going to lose friends.
And I thought, yeah, it's funny. They know I'm just joking around. And then also there was one of Michael in the bat costume, sans head.
That was a nice picture, actually.
Yeah, that was just a sort of...
That was a cool art shot, actually.
Yeah, it was just him sort of waiting to go out and get his photo taken. Because of that, Mitch Obrecht, king of the superfans, commented on there about, ooh, is this for the 2014 calendar? And I think, and Michael started talking about this a lot, and he had a bunch of really good ideas. We should do a Monsters of the Mimiverse calendar for 2014.
Okay.
He just wants to be in every picture, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But he had all these like fun ideas. Like they wouldn't just be, you know, stills from the movies. It would be the monsters in goofy situations. So like one would be that you guys would be a garage band.
Awesome.
And so he was trying to think, okay, so you'd have to have the bat like playing bass. And I was like, no, the bat should sing because it screeches. You'd have like a moon zombie playing guitar. You know, you'd have
Angel of Death on
Angel
drums.
Angel of Death on the drums, of course. There you go. Come on. You know, and so we had this whole thing worked out that they'd be a garage band. And, of course, I thought, hey, we could shoot it in Mark and Ruby's garage. You guys have that cool little space in there that they could have a little garage band with the door open.
That is true.
With the, you know, the car in there. And then he started coming up with all these other ideas. And I think we should do it. One we'd have to hook up soon before it gets too cold.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of doing that, but I think people are going to have to force us to do it. Bug us about it, and we'll do it, because we'll have to get it done quickly before it gets too cold. Although we could do, if there's some cool snow photo we could do, you know, that...
They could be having a snowball fight.
Oh, there you go.
The monster family can make angels.
We thought, too, like a poker
skiing.
Scene.
Like the dogs.
Like right. The dogs, yeah. So.
The last bit of news that I have is kind of fun news. It's not really too terribly serious. One of the things that we like to do here in the verse, the way to keep the people close to us, close to our hearts, is we memorialize them.
Oh, boy.
Now, to date, we've only had two official memorial items. The longest running one would be the Peter K. Flynn Memorial Bonfire Lantern.
Right. Which is staring at us right now.
Which is right over there. I took pictures. It'll be on the Facebook page when we release this podcast. When the winter months roll around and we're forced to record these podcasts inside, we have then dubbed a large candle that Ruby has as the Mitchell A. Gonzalez Memorial Fire Candle or whatever. I forget what we call it.
Yeah.
Something. Just the candle. I think it's the Mitch Gonzalez Memorial Candle.
There we go. And now these people are not dead. They are always close to our hearts. But I am proud to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that we now have two more items that we have memorialized.
Oh, God, yay! I forgot about these.
All right. So the number one, the first thing to be memorialized was actually Superfan, Drunk Hobo, and the Giant Spider, Ed Oliver.
He's not really in real life a drunk
hobo. Occasional backstage set builder.
He is a set builder. He's
all around supporter of the verse.
Fire tender. He's a good guy.
Associate producer.
What did we memorialize? Keep on the bus.
We memorialized a dustpan.
Yep.
And if you've ever been privy enough to help us build sets, you realize how important a gosh darn dustpan actually
yeah,
is.
Seriously.
Boy, howdy.
Wow. And then Ruby and I, just 2 days ago, received our fourth memorial item.
Really?
Past Versi Award winner, one of the many stars of The Giant Spider, one of the paddle girls, the pretty one, Ann Seagar.
The pretty one.
She...
Well, the other ones are like, oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Screw you.
No, Kira's going to be like, I hate you guys.
She's the pretty one. We got the smart one, the pretty one, and the suck up. Ooh.
There you go. Ann Seagar gave us... the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast Memorial Bellows, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you brought out the bellows?
We got a bellows.
Woo-woo!
We got a bellows. They're out of my reach. Okay. They're at the end of the table. So, yeah.
Yay.
She gave it to us as a gift. So
aww.
Now we have the Ann Seagar
another month.
Memorial Bellows.
One more thing.
I actually have one more thing, too.
One more thing that is actually is pretty big news.
Big
should
news.
Be announced.
This is the biggest news of all. Actually, let me do mine first because
okay,
I don't want to.
Dears.
The gentleman by the name of Derek Cook, podcast, not guest on ours, but he is a podcast host of his own shows.
And a good friend of the verse.
Good friend of the verse. He approached me several months back about doing a Friday the 13th podcast because I challenge anyone in this planet to a knowledge-based trivia game on all the Friday the 13th films, and I guarantee you I will kick your ass.
Trash talking?
He asked me if I would like to do a Friday the 13th podcast with him. Well, it is September, and there is only two Friday the 13ths in the entire year of 2013. One is in September, one is in December. So we were shooting to have one done by September 13th. That wasn't able to happen. Derek has some health issues he needs to take care of, so from all of us here at the Mimiverse, brother... stay strong.
He's fine now.
He's fine. He's going to be just quick recovery, speedy recovery. But I'm telling you that we are going to release a Friday the 13th podcast in December.
Damn
on
it.
Friday, December 13th. It's going to be glorious. I have no idea how long it is. You can really hear me nerd out about Friday the 13th. You're going to listen to it. If you're really interested, you're going to listen to it and go, Jesus Christ, he really does know a lot about Friday the 13th. It's my favorite movie series.
Talk yourself up,
honey. I know.
You're going to fail.
Now you can't disappoint.
I know. No, it's,
you have to do it.
It's not like I even have to study for this stuff. It's literally, I've seen these movies thousands of times.
Right.
Why?
Because they're awesome.
Because he was a 14-year-old boy once. That's why.
So, okay. I have some really big news. What? What, we're going to a break? Okay, we'll take a break. I guess we'll...
stay tuned for part two, ladies and gentlemen.